January is National Birth Defect Prevention Month. For Alaskans, the good news is that the rate of birth defects is going down. The bad news is that in 2008, Alaska's rate of birth defects was twice the rate for all Americans, and the rate for birth defects among Alaska Native infants is even higher. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Pediatrician Dr. Matt Hirschfeld is director of maternal and child health at the Alaska Native Medical Center. He says birth defects are among the most common causes of serious infant health problems and death.
Depending on what type of birth defect you have, you may need major surgery or multiple surgeries. There are occasional kids who have such a significant birth defect that they're not able to survive the defect and they pass away at a very early age. Or sometimes they're pretty disfiguring and it takes a lot of surgeries to be able to correct that, and it can cause some permanent changes in the way their faces look or the way the bodies look.
Hirschfeld encourages mothers to be to see a healthcare provider early in the pregnancy.
I think the most important thing they can do is to really go to their prenatal visits. One of the things that that can cause birth defects is medications. So if a mom is on a medication before she gets pregnant, that medication may no longer be safe when she actually is pregnant.
Alaska Birth Defects Registry Manager Alessa Cameron says rates for Alaska Natives are significantly higher than for others.
Even when you remove fetal alcohol spectrum disorder from analysis, the probability of an Alaska Native infant having a major congenital anomaly is still over twice that of any other race group.
She says birth defect rates are higher among women who drink alcohol or smoke during their pregnancies, and there are also regional differences in Alaska.
The prevalence of major congenital anomalies was highest in the north and southwest regions of Alaska. So we're seeing about 4 to 5% of live births affected by a major congenital anomaly elsewhere when compared to those two regions where it's 11% in the north and 9% in southwest.
Cameron says research is underway looking at genetic, environmental, and behavioral factors that may explain the disparities. Nationally, the cause of about 70% of all birth defects is unknown. However, a lack of folic acid is a known cause. Neural tube defects are on the rise in Alaska, a trend Cameron says appears to be tied to a decline in programs pushing folic acid use. Drinking alcohol during pregnancy can lead to fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. A higher percentage of infants with FASD are born to Alaska Native women than to non-natives. However, Cameron says an analysis of rates between 1996 and 2002 shows prevention programs are having an effect among Alaska Natives.
We're seeing a 49% decline among Alaska Native infants and a 64% increase for non-natives during the study period.
Doctors have not identified any level of drinking during pregnancy that is safe. Also, smoking during pregnancy can cause low birth weight, which is also tied to birth defects and other problems. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.